Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 podcast.
This might be college football
heaven. A little bit more about the University of Texas football. We've already had a busy show. Nate Oates joined us an hour ago, live from Los Angeles, as the Tide gets ready for the Sweet 16. Zakai Ziegler earlier on what happens next for the Vols as they are about to take on Creighton. Let's check out Greg in San Antonio. Hello, Greg.
Hello, Paul. How are you doing?
Very great. Thank you for calling.
Listen, Paul, we respect you and we love you. We love everything you do, but Johnny B's got a right to his opinion.
Well, you're right about that. I was just trying to see what was underneath all that.
Well, I've been wanting to call you for a while because it's true. Nick Saban had been slipping. He'd been slipping big time. When's the last time he had good special teams? When's the last time we had a punt run back? When's the last time we held our three timeouts until right before half and got 13 points right before halftime and then started the ball with the second half? Those went away years ago. Also, what's with the little candy, little sissy mouthpieces that dangle from the helmet like candy, and they don't even put them in their mouths and wear them? They just run them around like their mamas need to be tucking in their shorts for them. What's with that? What's with the lack of defense? What's with all of that? What's with the pass happy? And you go after the number one defense in the country with the Michigan Wolverines, and you throw it first for the whole first quarter, and all you're looking at is 3rd and 19 the whole damn first quarter. Johnny B's got a right to his opinion, and you're a damn good man, and I love what you do. But you, Saban was slipping, and I'm going to say this right now. Saban is not the best coach of all time. Bear Bryant is the best coach of all time. Nick Saban is the best recruiter of all time. He can only win with five-star talent. Bear Bryant won with 2 and 3 stars and probably less than that. He had some talent, but he had regular guys, too, that he coached up. So Nick Saban is not the best coach, in my opinion. Bear Bryant is the best coach, in my opinion. Nick Saban is the greatest recruiter of all time. He can gather five-star players, but when he stopped with his paying attention to special teams defense and the good running game, that's when he started going downhill. And he started in 2014 with Kiffin, and even though Kiffin did a lot of good things, he also threw that Ohio State game away, okay, back in 2014. I'm not going to argue about it. That's just the way it is. So Saban had been slipping for a while, okay? I think DeBoer's going to do a great job. But if they can concentrate on playing physical and paying attention to the special teams again and paying attention to saving their timeouts and paying attention to playing some damn bend and don't break defense, run this big zone in the secondary instead of that man-to-man where you're chasing these decoys 50 yards down the field, and your safeties and your quarterbacks are 50 yards down the field, so hell yeah, the quarterback can take off and run. That's what's been happening. Manziel and Sumlin did it to him, and Dabo and Clemson did it to him, and he never did smarten up. He hasn't had a decent defense since 2017, and he'd only won one national championship in the last 7 seasons. He was slipping. And the main reason he got out wasn't even because of that. It was because of people like what's that guy's name? Pat McAfee, working his way into the middle of the desk on Saturday game day with Kirk Herbstreit, Nick Saban, Lee Corso, and all those legends. How the hell does Pat McAfee fit in the middle of that? But I'll tell you why. Because all this targeting and all these rules against too much physical football is going to lead to fake football, just like the wrestling is fake. And that's why this guy's got his hand in the pie and no one's even saying anything. Saban turned 72 and he said, hell with it all. I'm worth $50 million. I'm getting the hell out. And that's what I've got to say. I don't want to argue with you because I love you. I hope you'll just play this and let people go as they may. I love Nick Saban. He is a great coach. But the best coach of all time is William Paul Bear Bryant, because he can win with 2 and 3 stars players. He can whip you, just like Pat Trammell in 1961 when Bear Bryant said he can't run, he can't pass, and he can't kick. All he can do is beat you. Now, we get back to that mentality, and we'll have Alabama football again. Roll Tide. Here's to the 1973 Sugar Bowl, where that proud team that was just about to lose to Notre Dame 24-23 called timeout with just a few seconds left. They knew they couldn't win. They knew they weren't going to win, but they called timeout to have one more proud moment as the 11-0 SEC champions that they were. God bless that beautiful team. God bless Jeff Rutledge, Gary Rutledge, Stedman Sheely, Richard Todd, Pat Trammell, Joe Namath, Kenny Stabler, and God bless A.J. McCarron. A.J. McCarron is the best quarterback of the Nick Saban age. Tagovailoa who's this last guy? Bryce Young were tremendous athletes, but they only won one national title. A.J. McCarron won two. Okay? So God bless, take it easy, and let it roll. We love you, Paul. Keep up the good work. And what Alabama needs is what Alabama's going to do. They're going to get tough, and they're going to play tough, and we're going to see the South rise again on Alabama. We're going to get it. Roll Tide. God bless William Paul Bear Bryant, and God bless Nick Saban, too.
Thank you, Greg. Stacy is up next.
Paul Feinbaum, Greg, sound like a fool. That's all I'm going to say. But I ain't going to let him take away from this right here. I called last week and I said I need to give some shout-outs to some people. Give them their flowers while they live. You remember I said that, Paul?
I heard that.
All right, so the first person that I'm going to give their flowers to is no other than Paul Feinbaum himself. Paul, I'm going to give you your flowers because I appreciate what you do. I met you for the first time back here on the plane of Auburn, and you have treated me very kind since then. And you know, we just have to stop and give credit where credit is due. I appreciate what you do. I respect what you do. I appreciate the platform that I have gained from the show. And I just want to thank you for being a good person.
Thank you.
And also to your staff as well, Jeremiah, Randy, the other guys, class act guys. So I just wanted to do that, Paul. So I needed to do that a couple of weeks ago, so I just wanted to do that. And so tomorrow I will call back in and give somebody else their flower. Have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you. I really like flowers, too. RJ is in Kentucky. Hello, RJ.
You have any idea what I want to talk about, Paul?
I'm guessing it's basketball.
It's basketball. John Calipari. I've been a Kentucky fan ever since I was a kid. This is the worst coach, the coach of X's and O's, I ever seen. He can talk his way into Hollywood if he wanted to. I even went out tonight and bought an extra lottery ticket so I could buy his contract if I hit him. That's how bad I want this man.
That's funny, by the way. That is very funny.
Yeah. And Vince Barnhart can go with him, too. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, one thing, we've had these conversations the last 3 years now about Cal after a bad loss. This is different, though. 2 years ago, it's, hey, one game. Last year, it's, we better win next year. And when Kentucky did not win this year, it feels to me like the dam broke for Cal. I'm not there. I rely on my friends up in Kentucky, who are closer to it than I am. But I read something that Matt Jones said today, and he's as closely tied to that program as any man alive. And he said a separation is needed. That doesn't mean he's against the program. He's not. He's the biggest Kentucky fan in the world. But he felt like it's time for a change. And that seems to be the prevailing wind coming from fans and commentators from the Bluegrass. Phil is up next in South Carolina. Hey, Phil.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
We are doing great.
I'm calling in. I was just slipping through your show, and it seems like there's a lot of Nick Saban bashing going on, and, you know, I really don't get it. You know, for all he's done in the championships and everything else, I think more of his leaving Alabama had to do with the fact that the transfer portal was, you know, he'd do all this work in recruiting guys in there, and then they'd get their feelings hurt or just for whatever reason didn't want to respond to the coaching, and they just want to take off. And I think that was starting to get to him. But for all the people out there that, you know, for the time Alabama won the championships and all the different changes in college football, you know, the way you'd have to recruit, the talent you'd get and everything else, it's just something that all these Alabama fans are just ripping him a new one, as if he didn't do anything and that every, you know, he was just a product of ever, instead of the coaching and the talent that he got in there and getting the best out of him. I mean, Ohio State and all the other schools do the same thing, but they didn't have that kind of success yet. It's bash Nick Saban because he decided to leave and just discredit everything he did, and let's bring back Bear Bryant. They didn't have to recruit against the whole nation the way that, you know, Nick Saban did. So I don't know what's going on there in Alabama that they're like that, but I think they should just appreciate all that he did.
Well, Phil, I think they do appreciate it, but there's been some morsels of truth said. I commented occasionally that it seemed like the program was wobbling, and people were overreacted to that. That wasn't wobbling to a bad situation. That was just wobbling from an elite, we are running the world type of mentality, which Alabama held for most of Saban's reign until Kirby Smart came along. And the one thing you can't really give Kirby Smart too much credit, he did take the mantle away from Saban, but he kept giving it back to him, which kept giving Saban more juice and more playoff appearances. A break here, more to come. We have a guest at the bottom of the hour. We've already had Zakai Ziegler and Nate Oates. It's been a busy one on a Tuesday afternoon.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Oh, man. We're back. Jeff is in Columbus. Remember Jeff from Columbus, Ohio? He used to call the show all the time. What happened to him?
What's going on, Paul?
Jeff, welcome back.
I mean, my goodness. These spoiled Alabama fans don't think 6 national titles is good enough, do they?
They are not happy about the way the program has slipped the last couple of years.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, talk about spoiled. I mean, I can't wait till they really slide under this new coach and see what how unhinged they all come. My goodness. Hey, Paul, how's it feel for you and I to basically be business partners now?
I think it feels, it's about time, okay?
Yeah, I mean, the Big Ten and the SEC are basically locked arm in arm, are we?
See, Jeff, understand, when this show in 2010 went on national Sirius XM radio for the first time, the entire thrust of the show early on was SEC versus Big Ten, and that's all over now.
Oh, yeah, and mostly Ohio State, not just the Big Ten, but mostly Ohio State.
98% Ohio State, and every once in a while, some Michigan fan knew how to dial a number from Ann Arbor and got in.
Yeah, but basically, Paul, I'm kind of thinking we're business partners now, don't you?
Well, I'm part of the Gambino family, and you're over where in Staten Island or somewhere in Brooklyn.
Right. Hey, Paul, your boy Sankey. I heard him a couple weeks ago running his gums, flapping his mouth, getting a little cocky. And what'd he do? He jinxed the SEC in the basketball tournament, didn't he?
Jeff.
I mean, he got
if I could educate you for your own good, if you're going to be a business partner of the SEC, you do not speak ill of the Don, okay?
Okay, but a guy comes out running his mouth about not letting as many mid-majors in and getting more big conference
teams in. We don't any longer make fun of what a choker Ryan Day is in big games, so you shouldn't be talking about Mr. Sankey.
Okay. All right, I just wanted to make sure your boy was kept in line, though, Paul.
I'm going to ask if you look outside your door right now, there's a black limousine that's driving it. Just get in there, and that nothing important. They just want to take a ride down to the Tennessee River or whatever, the Ohio
down to the river.
Yeah. So
yeah,
it won't be a long ride, but it will be a wet ride.
Yeah. I mean, I just had to keep him in check because I know you won't. That's for damn sure.
Hey, you got that right, Paul.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk about the state of the show, the Paul Feinbaum show. You want to?
That's legal.
Okay. I mean, I just happened to run into this caller bracket you've got going on right now. And I not only remember a epic call from over half of this crowd, I don't even recognize half of the people's names. Where'd you find these callers? Did you have to, like, recruit?
Well, Jeff, you haven't been part of the show for a very long time. Much has changed since you were last here.
I guess so. I mean, my goodness. I mean, that's what I'm wondering. When are you going to get your mojo back, Paul?
Well, here's the problem, Jeff. Guys like you and your bro brother down in Tuscaloosa feel like you're too good to participate. So average everyday people are calling the show now.
Who said that? Wait. Let's hold the phone.
Your buddy Jim's always quoting you. I mean, you guys talk apparently 4 times a day, according to him.
Okay. I'm just telling you, Paul, the show, man, you got to get your mojo back, Paul, in this caller bracket. If you haven't seen a reality check, all you got to do is look at this caller bracket. Because you spend more time running off your great callers from the past.
Okay, Jeff, I don't mean to be too prickly here to a guy like you who understands the word prickly very well if you cut the L-Y off. The point being, tell us who we have run off. I'd like a few names.
Well, you tried to run off I-Man here recently. You've run off Jerome.
Well, because he's turned into a terrible caller. That's why I said what I did. Anyone else?
Well, I mean, you obviously, you spent a career running Jim off, and then the show for the next 2 weeks is all about Jim. Because
hey,
these callers you got now don't have any origination.
The bottom line is this. No one has catered or courted Jim more than me, at the expense of almost running off the audience as a result.
Well, then why did like 90% of your callers now that are supposedly good callers, that the key word being supposedly, They can't make a call without talking about the man.
Well, I don't know about you, Joe.
They only have any origination.
I've been here for 2 hours and 24 minutes of the day, and this is the first time the artist formerly known as Jim has been mentioned.
And that's why I got on your case a couple years ago for a while about running off your best guests like Timmy B and Denny Sheridan. That's where it all started. That's when the slide started.
Jeff, if I could analyze, and I used to do that for a living, if the show has gone downhill. The show has capsized because Jim from Tuscaloosa and you have been de-emphasized, and we no longer have Danny Sheridan and Tim Brando on the show. Is that correct?
Oh, it's a bigger picture than that, Paul. It's
well,
a way
else?
Bigger picture
I've
than that.
I've asked you three times. Tell me who else. You've given me four names. Randy, are you around?
Well, I was just talking
Danny
about
Sheridan,
the
Tim Brando, Jeff from Columbus, and Jim from Tuscaloosa. And the
I just think you need to get your mojo back, Paul.
We have lost our mojo because of
those
four
people. I'm trying to give
people.
You a pep talk. I'm trying to give you a pep talk like a good coach.
You know, Jeff, I don't know about you,
time.
But I frankly like the show we have on, and I think the people we work for like it.
I mean,
seems
you
to
like
be doing
being
pretty
a,
well.
Basically
I'm not a bragger. I'm not going to come in here every day and talk about all the things we're doing. But I don't know. At least it feels like things are going okay. I don't know. Maybe I'm not hearing it like you are.
Well, I'm just. But although, like I say, the caller bracket to me basically sums up the status. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, don't even recognize half
hold
the
on
name.
Just a second, Jeff. Legend, probably the best caller in the last 10 years on the show. We got I-Man, who's still in the bracket. I mean, other than this terrible slump
I've
been. I mean,
you've got a few.
We got Squirrel, who I think is a Hall of Fame caller.
We have Squirrel.
Larry
like
from
Squirrel.
Shelby, who's one of the funniest callers in the history of talk radio. We got AJ, John from St. Louis. Who
there's
I think,
where you draw the line.
I think John
you
is
got
one
John
of the most
from
unique
Louisville
callers
a
we've ever had.
Caller now.
Handsome Joe, I think, is phenomenal. Stacy was here a minute ago. Dwayne, who started calling us from the barber shop. Andre, Cat Daddy, Logan, Ricky.
You just answered my point.
Why
do you keep making my point?
Expired Tanner, Dominic, the most famous 12-year-old in America, and you say we've gone bad. I don't know, Jeff. I think we've
five or six.
I think
a
screaming, angry
32.
Lumberjack from Ohio is what I would call a bad caller, and that's what you are. And goodbye. Have a great day. We have Cedric Golden up next.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Back as the spring camps are springing up every single place. I mentioned earlier seeing some of Texas yesterday morning. And to tell us much more about that, Cedric Golden, our friend out in Austin, as we have gotten to know him over the years, and we'll see him a lot more over the next couple of years. Ced, great to see you. Thank you very, very much. What's going on?
Nothing going on much, Paul. Man, it's always good to see you. Getting ready for a long spring and hopefully a short summer.
Well, let's talk about what is happening. Sark, big year. We all know that. Made the playoffs and now making the move to the SEC. I know the quarterback situation is always interesting, but is there really much debate about that?
No. It's going to be Quinn Ewers. He's got He's got the job on lock. The one thing you have to look at, though, Paul, is he's missed some games over the last couple of years. And so if he can stay healthy, then things are good. But I think that Sarkisian is really excited that Arch Manning will have had his second training camp under his belt. And I did get to go to practice this week, and both quarterbacks look good. Arch Manning's really big and sturdy. He looks all at 225, and he's tall, and he has that Manning look about him. So I think Sarkisian's excited if Quinn does get hurt. Let's hope not, but that he's got a guy waiting in the wings that he's been grooming in case this happens.
Said on that front, and I think I'm not trying to say that the Mannings are in a different league, but they are. Had that been anyone other than Arch Manning, the most ballyhooed quarterback who barely saw the field last year, do you think we would be seeing a different situation?
Yeah, I think he's gone. Guys don't stick around anymore, Paul. They leave, and they go for where there's a nice financial incentive to come and play. Malik Murphy was the backup last year. He went to Duke, and I'm sure he got a bag to go to Duke. And so I just don't think he's built like other quarterbacks. The fact that he's from a family of millionaires, he's from the first family of quarterbacks. And so I think he's in a different headspace. He's turned down a chance to be in the EA Sports video game because he's not playing. And that's a Manning thing. I think any other backup that was offered that would jump at the chance. So if he was any other guy, because there's only one Manning family, that's the first family of quarterbacks in America. If he's in a member of any other family, I think he's probably already transferred by now.
In talking about Arch in the event that he has to come in, what do we know about his skill set at this point in time? And it would seemingly be really good. What do you know?
You know, it'd be really easy to just say, oh, he's a man. He can rip it. We don't know. We saw him just for a little while. He didn't throw it around that much last year. I do know he moves better than Quinn Ewers. He's fast. He runs well. He's got a big arm. Now, the 30 minutes that we were allowed to watch, Paul, Quinn threw it better than Arch. He was more accurate on the deep stuff. He was more accurate on the intermediate stuff. And then I see Quinn again a few days later on Pro Day, where he threw in front of NFL scouts to his receivers, and Quinn looked great. Quinn looked every part of a quarterback that's ready to put up some humongous numbers his third year on campus. So there's not a controversy at this point. If he stays healthy, he's going to be the quarterback. If he stinks it up, then that's a conversation we'll have later.
Said Golden with us. Said overall, the big thing you hear about Texas entering the SEC is the schedule. That Michigan game looms very large. I was in Austin yesterday, as I alluded to the fans earlier, and all I heard from them was, they were chuckling a little bit about how important that A&M game is at the end of the year, because you covered Texas, and that is going to get a lot of attention, but so is Oklahoma, and so is Georgia. Give us just the view from where you sit and the people with whom you run, just about this schedule and what stands out to them.
Did you say you were in Austin yesterday, Paul Feinbaum?
I was there. I actually saw practice from
I'm going to kill you when I see you. Okay. How dare you come to Austin?
Let me explain. I was there to interview somebody. I'll tell you about it off the air. and it was a very tightly controlled thing because we had a crew and we had X number of time. I got in, went to we did it at DKR in the some lounge there that I'm sure you've been to.
The North End Zone. That's the North End Zone. Swanky.
The practice was going on, and I was dying to come down there because I didn't know. But I didn't know whether media was allowed, and I didn't want to violate. So I watched it from above. And by the time we got on the field a couple hours later, about 1 o'clock, everyone was long gone. And then I had to scoot to the airport. So I thought about hitting you up, but there was just some. I know I sound like I'm fumbling for an excuse, and it's on me.
Yeah, you are.
By the way, I will be there again and for a little more time. But I don't
you
even remember.
You better call me. Yeah, we get, Paul, we get 30 minutes. We get to watch them stretch and throw a couple of deep passes, and then they kick us in the butt, and then we're out of there. So, no, but the schedule, not easy. Not easy. What you're not showing, you're showing it September 7th at Michigan. That is going to be a dogfight, even though the Wolverines are taking on a different look without Coach Kaki, without J.J. McCarthy. It's still Michigan at the big house. And then you still got to play Oklahoma and Dallas. And then Oklahoma, Georgia back-to-back, they didn't do them any favors there, Paul. And that open debt sure could have come after the Mississippi State game. Or they do have one before. They have, God, that's SEC now, two open dates. I'm not used to that, Paul. So October 5th, they better eat their Wheaties because those next 2 weeks are going to be tough. At Arkansas, November 16th, the last time they went to Arkansas 2 years ago, they got murdered. They got murdered 3 years ago. And so it's going to be a tough schedule. And the one part that we haven't talked about, bro, is they're going to lose 10 guys to the pros. They're going to have 10 guys drafted. So I know Kirby Smart and Nick Saban always reloaded, but this is new for Texas. They're not too many years removed from where they didn't have any guys drafted. So there's a bountiful NFL harvest. They've got to figure out how to plug those holes, and there's not a whole lot of time to do it.
Talking to Sid Golden, Sid, just about the – I mean, by now, we've had this conversation a few times over the last 3 years, but it's real. Give us just the feeling – everything else is still going on. I guess, men's basketball is done. Women's continues. Baseball, softball, all the spring sports still in the Big 12. But football is SEC now. Just what do you pick up as you make your way around town?
People are excited, man. This is different. And to add on to that, they won the Big 12 on their way out the door, and they kind of had the last lap on the Big 12. And so they know it's a brave undertaking. They know that they're no longer the one of two big dogs in the conference. They're in a kennel now. And I'll say the SEC's been top heavy for a while, but the teams at the top, man, LSU, Alabama, Georgia, not in that order. That's going to be major. And so they know they're going to have to get past at least one or two of those teams every year to get where they need to be. And it's a new way of doing business. The travel will be different. I think it's going to be a great challenge, especially this year, given all the guys they've lost, the best defensive tackle tandem in college football, in Tavondre Sweat and Byron Murphy II, three starting receivers, and the number two rated tight end. So that's a lot. That's a lot. And the game doesn't wait on anybody, Paul. There's not going to be excuses accepted. Either you're going to be in for the fight, or you're going to get steamrolled. And I think Texas is ready for the challenge. The schedule is tough, but it's not a murderer's row. There are games in there they should win. But to expect them to go 12-2 again, I think that's might be putting the cart before the horse. I think a 9-3 season will be a successful debut in that league.
Yeah, and it will probably come down to that. That Georgia game will loom very, very large. Anyway, Sid, no more mea culpas for me. I will see you soon. but I did think about it as I was racing out of town. I was just hoping when I saw your name pop up this morning, I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm going to really catch it. But it's great to see you as always.
Take care, brother.
You got it. Sid Golden joining us from Austin as we take a break. Back with more after this.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back, Election Central, here in the Situation Room. And we, most of the voting ends in about 45 minutes. This is one bracket we're doing right now. The only one in doubt right now, am I correct, is Augie and Daryl. That is a nip and tuck. That's a 4-5 game. The rest of them have been pretty well blowouts so far. We will update you. Yeah, right now this is where it is. I mean, it is, you got two guys from Louisiana. You never want to trust the voting, especially down there. So this is going to be an interesting battle. Augie, the shyster lawyer, versus Daryl, who was an engineer, I believe. So beware.
There's some tampering going on.
Yeah, Trey, vote early and often, by the way. Trey is up next.
Hey, Paul, a couple of questions for you today. Are you kind of like Calipari, because you made the comment, you just show up and turn the lights on, and all of a sudden you got one of the top programs in
the
country.
Is
that
all you have to do when you start a program like this from scratch?
Hey, and another, the guy that called in, I wrote a couple of things down so I can remember. I don't remember a lot of time. Race made the comment, and he gave a bunch of check marks about Calipari and everything he's done. Well, I think he forgot about the most important one. Does he lose in the first round to a nobody in the NCAA tournament?
Yes.
Check. He forgot that one. And Jeff, you know what you should have told Jeff when he told you need to get your mojo back? You should have told him Ohio State needs to get their mojo back and beat Michigan. I mean, it's been about, 3 years now? And then you had a caller call in talking about Bear Bryant being such a better coach than Nick Saban or whatever he was saying. You know, Paul, comparing those errors, I think that's crazy. I mean, Bryant didn't have to deal with NIL and players leaving and players getting paid. As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, Bryant used to recruit about 400 or 500 players so they couldn't leave so nobody else could get them. So I just think that comparing those two is crazy.
Yeah.
And then I have one more question for you, Paul. Is the NFL with this new, are they turning into the NBA and they want this to all be about points? And if that's the case, are we not going to diminish the contract for defensive players? Because if that's the case, then people are just going to start drafting offensive players if you can't play defense. And I just think this has got to stop somewhere. But I think it's all about points to get more people to watch. And thank you for taking
the call.
Well,
that's what everything's
about,
Trey, no matter where you are or what you're doing. Thank you for the call. Kevin is up next. Good afternoon.
Hi, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. First-time caller. Hey, I read a lot of articles about March Madness and the upcoming Sweet 16 that's around the corner. I'm a big Alabama fan. I was just wanting to get your opinion and your thoughts on the Alabama-North Carolina game and the Tennessee-Creighton game that's coming up this weekend.
Yeah, Kevin, we'll have some experts on, which I am not. I probably favor Tennessee a little bit more than Alabama in relation to advancing. We talked to Oates earlier and had Zakai Ziegler. Alabama, according to what Coach Oates said, is playing its best offense of the year, which is critical. And they're up against a really unique team with multiple stars and well-tested in North Carolina. Thank you very, very much for the call. And Jace is up next in Augusta. Hello, Jace. Jace, you there? No Jace? How about Chris in Tuscaloosa? Hello, Chris. Go right ahead.
Oh, hey, Paul. How's everybody doing today?
We're doing great.
Well, listen, I feel like today's show should have come with a warning that you needed to have air sickness bags after listening to some of these callers.
Exactly.
I can't. First of all, Jeff's voice to me, I just makes me want to throw up. And I lived, like you know, I lived in Ohio for over 23 years, and he's a perfect encapsulation of why I don't live there anymore. I think that a lot of your callers who have been complaining about Nick Saban I don't think they're really Tide fans, because there's no way, I don't care how old school of a fan you are, there's no way, unless you are a complete moron, that you can fail to recognize that he is the greatest college football coach of all time. And people saying, oh, he wasn't a great coach, he didn't develop players, that he only needed five stars. Mark Ingram was a three-star, and he was Alabama's first Heisman Trophy winner. Bear Bryant never had a Heisman Trophy winner, ever, in his entire career. And I'm not downing what Bear Bryant was able to do, but for people to act like Nick Saban did not accomplish something, I mean, are all these people, where are their national championships? I didn't realize we had so many coaches that have won more national championships than Nick Saban who call into the show. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. And anybody in Georgia who wants to talk about how they're the standard, Kirby Smart will always be 1-5 against Nick Saban. And quite frankly, if people want to claim that there should be an asterisk on the 2020 season, which meant that he had one more thing he had to manage, which was the team health in the COVID pandemic, then you got to put an asterisk on Georgia's second in their back-to-back championship because they never had to play Alabama. And you darn sure.
Hey, Chris, if I thanks for the call. I hate to run. I have to put an asterisk on your call because you said Bear Bryant never had a Heisman Trophy winner. He did. Not at Alabama, but at Texas A&M. John David Crow won the Heisman under Bryant in Aggieland. We'll take a short break. We're back after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.